This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi there. I hope that you are ready to hear from God a little bit. That's what happens when we read the Bible. God is speaking to us through the Bible. And if our hearts are truly open to Him, He changes our lives as we respond to what He's saying to us. Would you just take a moment now and in your heart say, God, would you speak to me now through your word? I want to read to you from Matthew chapter 6. We read just a few verses of this passage on Monday this week as we're talking about God's provision for our lives. And we want to read a few more of these verses now and then see what God has to teach us. Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 25, Jesus is speaking and he says, "For this reason I say to you, do not be anxious for your life, as to what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body as to what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon, in all his glory, clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what will we clothe ourselves? For the Gentiles, those who don't know God, eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore do not be anxious for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Well, I think one of the beautiful lessons we learn from this passage is that nature itself points to God's provision. Look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns, yet God feeds them. And aren't you worth more than they are? And look how the lilies of the field grow. They aren't working, they aren't spinning, yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. And if God is going to clothe the grass of the field in such an amazing way, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, how much more is he going to take care of you? Nature points to God's amazing person and his amazing provision. You know, one great way to nurture your spiritual life is to get out into nature, away from all the electronic distractions, and to take a long walk, not a hurried walk, but a relaxed walk, and stop and sit on a rock somewhere, and just be quiet and listen and watch. And while you're doing that, think about God's amazing design in nature and in life around you. And let your heart fill up with love and praise for God, and you will find your anxiety about God taking care of you melting away as you see what He has done in nature around you. I'm John North.